Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. From the New York Times, one of the country's professional museum organizations announced 2 weeks ago that its board of trustees had voted to impose sanctions on the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, which recently sold artworks to support an expansive initiative. Quoting here, "Selling art to supply any need other than to build a museum collection fundamentally undermines the critical importance of the relationship between museums, donors, and the public." That from the organization, the Association of Art Museum Directors, wrote in its statement. The association said that the sanctions would be effective immediately, and they would include a request that each of its 243 members refrain from lending works to the Berkshire Museum or collaborating with it on exhibitions. A spokesman for the Berkshire Museum, Carl Bosco Bauman, called the sanctions regrettable. The museum sparked a widespread debate and drew vehement objections last summer when it announced plans to sell 40 pieces by artists like Norman Rockwell, Albert Bierstadt, and Alexander Calder, and use those proceeds to increase its endowment, renovate its building, and expand its programming. In Kent, parents and community members who are wondering about Kent Center School's grading practices for the next school year will have to attend a presentation at 6 p.m. Not much information has been shared to date. School officials and teachers aren't open to revealing what the actual grading plan will be. The school's announcement to parents about the presentation at Kent Center School encouraged those with students in grades 3 to 8 to attend. Quote, "There'll be an opportunity to ask clarifying questions," end quote, the announced statement stated. Region 1 Assistant Superintendent Lisa Carter declined to comment before the presentation. Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting coming up at 7 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The Transfer Station Advisory Committee, the TRAC regular meeting, will be held Wednesday at 6:30, that at Salisbury's Town Hall. The first Frank N. Rotolo Excellence in Political Science Award will be presented to members of the 2018 graduating class on Thursday at the Housatonic Awards Assembly. The awards will include a plaque, a book focusing on aspects of politics today, and limited reimbursement for books and recipients first semester of college. Medicare 101 at the Northeast Millerton Library in Millerton, New York, coming up this Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Need help solving the mysteries of Medicare? The Northeast Millerton Library offering this workshop. For Make Music Connecticut, June 21st, an international all-day free smorgasbord of musical events will happen in our area. Wildcat Creek, a traditional and world music band, will be playing at the Music Shed at the Yale School of Music at Norfolk Campus from 2 to 3 p.m., at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village from 4 to 5. Also, Country Jam, an eclectic mix of classic country and American songbook, will be playing at the Center on Main at 103 Main Street in Falls Village from 8 till 9. All events are free. June 21st in Millbrook, the Historical Society has their annual tea. Daniel Cohen, Trevor Zhu, Director of Media, will share the unfolding story of Millbrook School at the Mill at 5:30. The 7th annual Sunset Music Series continues this Thursday at the Canaan Couch Pipa VFW post on Route 7 with live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise, and the music will be from Weibo and Friends. Health presentations at the Rogen Community Library, The Opioid Crisis, coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Victoria McGann of the Columbia County Health Department will discuss the crisis. She will describe the crisis in Columbia County and discuss current programs and future plans to address it. More information at 518-325-4101. Mark Twain and the American Presidents will be held Friday, June 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Mark Twain House and Museum. You can visit Sharon Town Hall's Chapin Meeting Room to present Mark Twain, the American Presidents. It's the second event in the 2018 History at the Hall schedule. The lecture will explore Mark Twain's frank observations on American culture in the Gilded Age, with Twain experts Mallory Howard and Jason Scapatisi pointing out how those observations often still ring true today. June 22nd in Great Barrington, the Mahawi presents Oscar-nominated Grammy-winning singer Amy Mann of 80s band Till Tuesday. Her solo career in 1993 and 2017, her album Mental Illness won Best Folk Album at the Grammy Awards at 8 p.m. A tag sale will be held June 23rd from 9 till 4 at the Sharon United Methodist Church on Upper Main Street. Contacts will be from several homes and include kitchenwares, books, linens, household furnishings, and Christmas decorations. No clothing, furniture, or toys. Admission is free. Early birds, though, can enter from 8 to 9 for a $10 donation. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club holding their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 23rd and 24th. They'll be contacting ham operators across the U.S. and Canada, everybody running under simulated emergency conditions. Visitors can see ham radios in action and actually operate on the air under club supervision. This year, the event will be held at the home of club member at 80 Depot Hill Road in Amenia, New York. Setup begins on Saturday at 10 a.m. Operations begin at 2 and continue through the night until early afternoon on Sunday. Visitors to the site are welcome. Contact the Amateur Radio Field Day signs for more information, 860-435-0051. June 23rd and 24th, Rhinebeck, the Rhinebeck Crafts Festival, a jury-selected shopping experience with 200 of America's best independent artists and craftspeople, along with demonstrations, specialty food and drink, and family activities. It runs Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 till 5. Cornell Cooperative Extension once again has a free workshop coming up, Strawberry Jam, Saturday, June 23rd from 10 until 12:30. More information at 518-622-9820, extension 100. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has their summer reading kickoff with Jester Jim, returning on Saturday at 5 p.m. for the launch of the summer reading program. He entertains with juggling, comedy, and a looping machine and more. To register your child for the event, contact the library at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. You can join a special evening to benefit the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association Denim and Diams at Quarry Hill Farm in Lakeville on Saturday. 6, the cocktail, 7, the barbecue dinner, 8:30, presentation of the horses. Tickets or more information at 860-435-0816. The Auxiliary of the Wasaic Fire Company will sponsor a breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, June 24th from 8 to 11, including pancakes, French toast, eggs any style, bacon, sausage, hash browns, toast, juice, and coffee. $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for children 9 and under. The breakfast will be held at the fire station at 23 Firehouse Road. Sunday evening concerts continue from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Doughboy, Route 44, Granite Avenue in North Canaan, Connecticut, presented by the Cranford Club. Coming up this Sunday, Shade Tree, that's Jazz Mechanics and Classical Jazz, put on by the Cranford Club. More information at 860-406-2667. A vintage car show and cookout will be hosted at the Sheffield Senior Center on Monday, June 25th at 11 a.m., sponsored by the Men's Breakfast Group. Local stock car owners will be on hand to display their cars and trailers. You can mingle and speak with the owners about the sport of stock car racing. It's a fun day to spend with your families. Bring the kids and enjoy. Everybody is welcome. To register, 229-7037. June 25th in Great Barrington at the Mahawi, a very intimate acoustic evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. The duo's successful 40-year partnership has included the hits Love is a Battlefield, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, and We Belong. That's at 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 103.01 to 24,987.47. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7747.02 and the S&P 500 at 2773.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.